Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. It's been too long since we had a chance to speak with Stephen Moore, noted economist, confidant to the Trump administration, to the president, Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal, and a guy who thinks outside the box. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Stephen, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, good to be with you.
Well, I don't know if you've spoken recently to the president or Navarro or these others, but it seems last night at about 11:50, and it's making a good bit of news, Stephen, that President Trump did pivot when he said, he tweeted out, we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of this 15-day period, then he underlines, which began a week ago, March 16th, we will make a decision on which way we want to go. That indicates to me we're going to get back to America and business at that point.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, this is a terrible situation that we're in. And thank God we have, you know, this president who's dealing with this crisis, because it's amazing that, you know, every time that we've had a major crisis in this country, you know, we've really been blessed with great presidents, from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln to Ronald Reagan. And now we've got Trump dealing with this. And, you know, thank goodness. Can you imagine we're dealing with this crisis with Hillary Clinton or, you know, Joe Biden in the White House?
Hillary Clinton would worry me on some lands. Biden worries me at every level possible, starting with just basic competency to know what he's doing one day to the next. Yeah.
So the situation is this, that, you know, obviously we have a public health crisis with the virus. Everyone knows about that. And we just pray and have to take every measure possible to contain this virus in a strategic way that reduces the suffering and the loss of human life. But you also have to take into consideration that we have a $20 trillion economy. We have 320 million people that depend on this economy functioning, and it cannot be shut down. And you can't shut down this engine of production, or else none of us are going to have anything. Other than we're going to run out of everything, including food soon. And so we need to get the economy reopened. What I've been suggesting, and I think Trump, you know, is now sort of saying the same thing, if you believe that, you know, if that tweet is where his thinking is, that we have to set a date, you know, sometime in the next week or two or three, that a date certain at which we're going to start to reopen our factories, our economy, because, you know, there will be risks to that for sure. But, you know, if we don't do this, the losses will be in the trillions of dollars. The loss, you know, you'll have millions of business bankruptcies. You will have, you know, people, especially at the bottom of the income scale, in, you know, real deprivation. And, you know, we will have, you know, the damage will be so severe that it'll be very difficult to recover from. So we need to get the economy reopened. That's, I think, where Trump is. And, you know, that means that every business and every worker would be able to make the decision themselves, rather than having the government tell them when they want to go back to work, when they want to reopen their operations. And look, this is America, that people should be able to make decisions for themselves, rather than having, you know, these governors like Newsom in California and Cuomo in New York, you know, shutting down every business, because it's just going to be devastating.
I agree. And I think that's where we're headed. My prediction would be then, okay, when we hit that date, which is a week from this Tuesday, I don't think you'll say on that day we're reopening business, but I think he'll say something like 2 weeks. He'll set a 2 week, something like that, that we're going to reopen. That way there's certitude to the markets. There's certitude to be thinking about small business getting up and running. Maybe, hopefully, Nancy Pelosi will have relented by then. We'll be moving forward. I don't know your opinion on the bill. We'll get to that in a moment, but I don't think he says that day we're reopening. Do you?
It's hard to know what exactly he meant by that tweet. You know, it was just basically saying he basically said something very wise in that tweet, which is, you know, we have to start wondering whether the cure is worse than the disease. And, you know, that's so true. I mean, it's hard to put dollars and cents on things, but folks, I mean, we're not going to have any jobs left. We're not going to have any production left. We're going to run out of things. You know, we're going to destroy businesses that people have spent their whole life building. And I think even from a public health standpoint, the ramifications of that in terms of increase in drug abuse and suicides and depression and all of these things from the lack of any economic activity will be high. So, I think you're probably right. But I would also say, I think the president would be very wise as soon as possible within the next 48 hours to tell us when that date is, because, you know, the financial markets are getting killed again today. And I think and that affects everybody. You know, everybody has a 401k plan. Everybody has savings plans. Let's just tell the people when this is going to happen. And I don't think it should be more than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. The bill itself, I would think you have some objection to it, but I when government mandates that people are going to be unemployed and all, we have to do something. I don't like the bailouts of these individual industries even a little bit. What's Stephen Moore's thought on this?
Well, the most important thing, you know, it's not a very good bill. You know, it's not a bill that anybody would be proud of. Excuse me. But, the most important thing is you've got to start allowing loans to businesses so that they don't fail. Remember, I talked about millions of businesses failing. We have 27 million small businesses in this country several hundred thousand, you know, large businesses as well. You know, nobody benefits when those companies crash and they go bankrupt. We need to provide for companies that were healthy 3 weeks ago. We want to give them a short-term loan so that they can have the revenues, so that they can stay open, so that when we come out of this, you know, we're not stuck with, you know, 10 million bankrupt companies. We want the companies to be able to spring back to life as quickly as possible. And so I do think that makes a lot of sense. The idea of dropping, you know, dollar bills out of helicopters, you know, the $1,000 payments, I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I think that maybe we do have to provide some short-term relief to people. But, you know, folks, if we're not working, if nobody's working, it doesn't matter how many bills the government prints. At some point, you just run out of things.
Absolutely. Stephen, thank you as always. Thanks for jumping in today.
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.